informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cameron Mahina with your 10 a.m. headlines. In national, more than 15 million public transport trips were made across Southeast Queensland in the first month of the state's 50 cent fare trial, exceeding pre-pandemic levels. Trips were 14.5% higher than last year, with ferries seeing a 40% rise. Labour MP Megan Scull says a whooping 36.5% increase on our trains, 18.6% on the light and rails, and 3.6% on our bus service. The trial has saved commuters 29 million since August. Alexandra Hills State School, south of Brisbane, has partnered with Eat Up, a not-for-profit group, to provide free lunches for students facing food insecurity. Principal Scott Ward says, "It's really a vehicle for the kids to know that we care and that our community care about them no matter what, whether they can afford food or they can't." The initiative aims to ensure children can focus on their education without the burden of hunger. In national, a controversial proposal by the Australian College of Nursing recommends collecting children's weight data in schools to combat growing childhood obesity rates. The ACN has identified schools' nurses as uniquely positioned to recognize at-risk children. The executive director of the Embrace Collective, Dr. Zali Yager, disagrees with the proposal, telling the Sydney's Morning Herald the focus should be the support of their health, not focus on their weight. ACN reporting has found that one of in four Australian adolescents between 4 and 15 are obese and overweight.
The South Australian government has drafted a bill banning children aged 13 and under from using social media and placing the responsibility on the corporations. An independent review commission in May has raised concerns about the negative impact of social media on children's mental health. South Australian Premier Peter Milonakis states, "The government is now going to step in. We're going to ban kids from getting access to these accounts. Consultation on the proposed regulations will begin this week." In international news, Typhoon Yagi tore through the north of Vietnam over the weekend, leaving 14 people dead and 176 others injured. Vietnamese officials have reported 3 million people were left without electricity on Sunday as wind speeds reached 149 kilometers per hour. Shop owner Don Van Chung told Reuters, "It might take a month if things go well before I fully recover from the damage." Vietnam's meteorological agency downgraded the storm from a tropical depression on Sunday, but locals are warned about the risk of landslides and flooding if the storm continues. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with cloud cover. It is currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.